Welcome to Kinsey Confidential. This is your opportunity to ask questions about sex and have them answered. I'm Dr. Debbie Herbenick, a sexual health educator at the Kinsey Institute at Indiana University. Here is today's question.
I was thinking about losing my virginity to an escort, and even though I want a girlfriend, sometimes I feel like I need to get my sexual exploration out of the way before I get into a committed relationship. Should I try sex with an escort and keep my options open before I get into a relationship? Are there other options?
There are many ways for a person to explore their sexuality, including their sexual interests, desires, fantasies, turn-ons, and turn-offs. Although some choose to have their first sexual experience with a paid partner, sometimes called an escort, hooker, sex worker, prostitute, or if male, then a hustler or rent boy, most people choose to have their first sexual experiences with a romantic relationship partner or friend. Having sex has the potential to be highly pleasurable and satisfying, but it also carries risks that cannot always be prevented with the use of a condom. Research studies are quite clear that sex workers, particularly those that are working illegally, which most sex workers in the U.S. are, tend to be more likely to have sexually transmissible infections, STIs, such as chlamydia, gonorrhea, HIV, and herpes. Although the risk of some STIs such as chlamydia, gonorrhea, and HIV can be greatly reduced by using condoms during sex, this is not the case for all STIs. Herpes and the human papillomavirus, HPV, several strains of which can cause genital warts, cannot be prevented by using condoms. And sex workers, who by the nature of their work have sex with a large number of people, sometimes in a given day or week, carry a significantly higher risk of STIs than other people who you might come into contact with. Of course, you would be wise to ask any partner, including a serious girlfriend, to get tested for STIs before having sex together, as anyone can have or transmit an STI. Emotional aspects of sex are also a large part of the experience for many people. I would encourage you to consider why you feel you want to first experience sex with someone who's a stranger to you, rather than someone who you might take the time to get to know and develop some comfort or familiarity with. Sometimes people are afraid to let themselves go sexually, or to tell someone who they like or love what their deepest or most arousing fantasies are. Certainly there are risks involved in sharing these feelings with a romantic partner, but there are also risks to keeping oneself closed off to relationships and love, as it's through relationships, through communication and sharing of oneself and being curious about another person, that we often grow, mature, and fall in love with life. You might ask yourself, too, what the rush is. Do you feel that you should have a certain amount of sexual experience by this point in your life? Or that men and women should get exploration out of the way before committing to each other? Or that there are certain things you can do sexually with a paid partner, but not with a relationship partner? Why might you feel this way? In fact, many people find it pleasurable to explore sexually with someone who they know well. When people take the time to know each other, it can feel exhilarating, a little scary, but fun, too, to try new things together. Even if or when a relationship ends, both people may leave having grown up in some way or having learned about themselves through sharing of themselves sexually, romantically, or emotionally. As you consider your next steps, you might consider what you ultimately want from a sexual exploration or romantic relationships. If you want a girlfriend, someone who you know well and will explore with, try to keep that in sight as you consider what is or is not important to you about your beginning exploration, as well as how you can minimize your health risks while pursuing your sexual exploration.
You can become a fan of Kinsey Confidential on Facebook and follow updates all week long. That's at facebook.com/KinseyConfidential, or subscribe to the podcast in iTunes. Find out more at kinseyconfidential.org. Our next question.
My fiance has recently been experiencing multiple orgasms when masturbating. She doesn't know what triggers it, but we'd like to find out because she finds it pleasurable.
Although some women rarely or never experience orgasm, most women are capable of experiencing orgasm, even multiple orgasm. That's because women don't have a refractory period like men do, which is the time between one ejaculation and their ability to have another ejaculation. We don't fully understand why some women experience multiple orgasms and others do not. In part, it may have to do with expectations about sex and orgasm. After all, even one orgasm is difficult for some women to experience, so some women may be happy with one orgasm and may not even try to have a second orgasm after their first. Other times, women who orgasm during sex with a partner may find that their partner doesn't continue with sexual stimulation, such as intercourse or oral sex, and so they may not have multiple orgasms because their partner stops stimulating them. Partners may stop stimulation because they're tired or because, in the case of vaginal intercourse, they may ejaculate more quickly than they might like to. It can therefore be easier for some women to have multiple orgasms during self-masturbation. If your fiancé is capable of multiple orgasms during masturbation, she may be capable of experiencing them with you as well, such as during oral sex, intercourse, or partnered masturbation. It may be easier for her to orgasm with you once or multiple times if she feels relaxed, if she doesn't feel pressured to orgasm, and if she feels highly aroused. Some women find that they feel more aroused if they fantasize, use dirty talk, feel more connected to their partner, role play, dress up, or have sex with lights on or off, depending on their preferences. She may find that certain types of stimulation, such as a slow buildup with finger or vibrator stimulation, helps her to become highly aroused and thus more easily orgasmic. To learn more about orgasms, multiple orgasms, and sex toy play, check out Because It Feels Good, A Woman's Guide to Sexual Pleasure and Satisfaction. You can learn more about this book and others on our Kinsey Confidential website.
Dr. Debbie Herbenick is a sexual health researcher and educator at the Kinsey Institute. Kinsey Confidential is produced by the Kinsey Institute for Research in Sex, Gender, and Reproduction, in partnership with WFIU Public Media from Indiana University. We need your questions. Submit them through our website, where you can listen to archived episodes of the podcast and read the blog. Find us online at kinseyconfidential.org.